The National Park Service is reopening the Statue of Liberty to tourists today. The monument has been closed since the September 11th terrorist attacks. Now, tourists are returning in the midst of the latest terror alert. And as NPR's Robert Smith reports, the statue reopens with an unprecedented level of security for a national park site.
At the Statue of Liberty, tourists are instructed in all of the symbolism. The torch stands for enlightenment. The broken shackles at her feet are for freedom. But as the statue reopens today, visitors will experience a new symbol for scarier times. It's called the puffer.
Enter. Enter.
Each visitor entering the base of the statue will now be checked for explosives by walking through a machine about the size of a porta potty.
Air puffers on. Wait for green light.
The puff of air billows your clothes out like a carnival funhouse as the machine sniffs for bomb-making chemicals.
Exit.
The kids will love it. But for adults, it's hard not to get the message that the nation's monument to freedom has just become a lot more restrictive. Fran Minella, the director of the National Park Service, says they had no choice. The Statue of Liberty closed in the hours after the attack on the World Trade Center because it seemed like a likely target. But Minella says they soon realized that the structure was unsafe for many reasons.
Prior to September 11th, when you went up into the statue, you really didn't have a good exit route, or if a fire ever broke out, it was sort of like a chimney. And you didn't, because we hadn't compartmentalized things, and now we have.
Visitors likely won't notice the new sprinkler system or the improved exits. They will, however, notice the teams of black-clad policemen carrying assault rifles and the message flashed on video screens around the island, if you see something, say something. Besides the puffer, tourists will have to pass through two metal detectors. Larry Parkinson is the security chief for the Department of the Interior.
You'll see some SWAT presence. You'll see some canine dogs as you walk around the island. And less visible are things like surveillance cameras and marine patrol in the water.
Parkinson says they'll try not to make all the new security seem oppressive, but it's still a difficult line to walk for the Park Service. How do you secure something like the Statue of Liberty without taking away liberties? Park Service Chief Minella sees no contradiction.
Liberty is being smart and making sure that you do everything in your way and capability to protect yourself, your family, and the resource around you. That's what we're doing here. That is liberty, making those decisions.
What will likely be of more concern for visitors is that once they negotiate the security into the pedestal, the stairs to the crown of the statue will remain closed. As a substitute, tourists will be allowed to peer up Lady Liberty's skirt. There's a new glass ceiling that lets you see the structure inside, as a ranger narrates.
We're going to talk about how she was built, how she's able to stand up, and I'll point out a few hidden features of her construction as well.
It's a lot less work than climbing up 22 stories of spiral staircase, but after the lecture, a Park Service employee whispers that it just doesn't feel the same. She said, without the climb, you lose the sense of adventure. For the tourists who have come all the way out to Liberty Island, anything will be better than the status quo. For almost 3 years now, people haven't been able to even approach the statue. But Jean Seinflone from New Jersey says she'll miss that view from the crown.
It's something that I did that future generations can't do. But it was joyful.
Park officials don't rule out someday getting people back up to the crown, but there's no plan right now. The security challenges, they say, are simply too great. Robert Smith, NPR News, New York.